Well, my name is Ed Small, and I was actually born in Austin, not far from this studio over at the old Seton Hospital. I've spent all my life here. And the day of the shooting was a summer day, of course, in August. What I was doing in that summer was preparing for another year of playing football at the university and going to the university. That day, I was out at a farm that we had, which was north of town, east of Georgetown a little ways, and a friend of mine and I were hauling hay. We just put up some hay at that point, and we're putting the bales in the barn, and I was there had driven out there in a old Oldsmobile of my grandfather's. I was driving it that summer, and it you all wouldn't know this, but in the old days with the kind of radios we had, sometimes you had to beat on the dashboard to make them start, working, and indeed, that's what it was with that one. We had gotten in the car to head home after working, and beat on the dashboard, and all the news was the shooting that was going on at the tower. And so we sped up a little bit, and I knew the streets, and I was in a fraternity that was just east of Guadalupe, and I knew the Pi Phi parking lot, the sorority, and we pulled in there and proceeded over toward the Capitol. We got to the Pi Phi parking lot, and we'll just go see what's going on. Well, for some reason it didn't occur to us that someone on the tower could shoot us in the Pi Phi parking lot. And we ran over toward Guadalupe. Right on the corner of Guadalupe, there was the Sheftal Jewelers. And as we were running that direction, people were yelling at us to get down and get back. And I guess we thought we were invincible for some reason. Surely nobody could shoot you from the tower. That's way over there. Well, we got around and we saw blood on the concrete and holes in the windows, the glass windows. And my mind says that I saw still shooting going on, and the puffs of powder that were the good guys' bullets were hitting the tower and flaking off some of the limestone. The fact that there was a person on top of the tower shooting people on the ground was just not something that you would think about prior to the event happening. That just doesn't happen. I didn't recognize the danger. It was just a big event, and you had to be there. And there you go, running right in the middle of it, and not thinking that it could be you too. It was just a terribly traumatic event that unfolded right there in front of all of our eyes, and then unfortunately the folks that died and the families that were affected was an awful thing. When they waved the white flag from the top, which indicated to us that it was over, they had him, we ran to the tower and stood by a door where an ambulance was there, and they rolled a gurney in that door. And the crowd kind of gathered there. And we were there when they came out with the body on the gurney. But that was of interest to everyone. Why would he have done it? And I don't think there's ever been a good answer to that. But one thing that had happened that is etched in my mind was the radio commentators, announcers, news people were on, and they're well known to everyone in those days. Paul Bolton was one of them, and he was reading the names of the people who had already been identified as dying from the gunshots, and one of those was his grandson. That was pretty startling. I'd say in a lot of the shootings that we've had, the Whitman shooting is referred to as being one of the first ones that maybe triggered some of the thinking on all this. I mean, I think about it when I think one of the others occur. The tower, every time I look at it, I think about it. See, there's one more thing about that tower that I feel, and that is when we win football games, it's lit up